You were speaking a moment ago about your first career.
Yes, my first career. You see, I started very young, Mr. Downs. And my first career, I call in Athens. In other words, during the war, or rather, I left 2 years before from America, 1937, and the war broke out in 1939. I was in Greece, and I stayed there, caught up with the
you
war.
You were a teenager then.
Yes, I started, though, officially on stage at 13. 14, I did my first Cavalleria.
Ooh.
And from then on, I did Tiefland, Fidelio.
And it was
well, women
this
were much
type
more
of
mature once upon a time.
But it must
and,
have been a fabulous training.
Well, that
training
is what that gave me my experience, I'm sure. Because I had my training there, I had my stage experiences, so I had my ups and downs. By the time I came to Italy for the big career, shall I say, I had already learned so many roles. I was singing for 8 years. I had stopped singing for a year and a half, trying to find my way back to the big career. So you see, there was no surprise for me. That is why I say that this first career was most necessary to me.
Tell me, did you went along with this fabulous technical training in bel canto that you had as young girl? Did you also have training in acting? Because of course this is the
this is
rare. You have somebody who has the command of.
I was curious. I interrupt you, but I was most
please
curious when I had Elvira de Hidalgo again now a month ago at my home. She will come back again, by the way, so I'll train again.
You still go on training, don't
well,
you?
You know, you say I'm famous, but the more famous I become, the more I have to train.
I think it's your own standards for yourself.
Yes, I'm afraid so. I'm afraid
but
so,
tell me
but anyway
about the acting.
And
this
I asked her,
yes,
well, was I since a child always easy on acting? Or and she says, yes, you were amazingly so. I, even then, admired the way you moved your hands and your body, and these were all new to me, and yet, she says, I was considered a good actress, and I had seen the greatest. I saw that there was something different and completely your own. And she admired also then my hands. So you see, it was since I was a child. It's nothing. Though I remember that the very first experience, when I was still 13 years old, I didn't really know what to do with my hands. But I remember then we had a operetta director. He was Renato Mordo. He's dead now. And he had said then two things that stuck to my mind. One, never move your hand unless you follow it with your mind and with your soul. It must be strings of the heart and the mind. And the second thing he said was that when your colleague sings the role to you, sings his lines, try and forget what he's supposed to say, and your reactions must be as though you had never heard what he's saying, and it's all a first reaction.